Welcome to Unit 2A of Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare. This unit describes health professionals, the people in healthcare. Unit 2A will provide an introduction to some terms used in healthcare and health professions education. It will also describe the education, training, certification, and licensure of physicians. After completing this unit, the learner will be able to define terms used in healthcare and the training of health professionals. Describe the education, training, certification, and licensure of physicians, including specific roles of primary care specialties like family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, and obstetrics gynecology. Describe cases where primary care is delivered by non-primary care specialties like emergency medicine. Describe common medical specialties and subspecialties, surgical specialties and subspecialties, and the roles and training of radiologists and pathologists. There are a variety of professions who provide care to the sick and injured. This includes pre-hospital care, care within a hospital, outpatient or ambulatory care, home care, and extended or long-term care. While the emphasis on this unit is on the roles of specific health professionals, remember that most healthcare is delivered using a team approach. A patient is anyone who seeks medical advice. The term clinician really separates those qualified to provide clinical care in medicine, psychiatry, or psychology from those specializing in laboratory research techniques or in theory. A disease is an impairment of a specific structure or function of the body, and this produces symptoms or physical findings. Symptoms are part of the story patients tell about their illness, including specific complaints such as what hurts, how long there's been pain, and the location of the pain. Physical findings are what the physician or other health professional determines by observation and physical examination. For example, tenderness, maneuvers that increase or lessen the pain. Diseases usually have a specific cause, for example, bacterial pneumonia caused by a specific type of bacteria. A syndrome is a combination of symptoms and physical findings not easily attributable to a specific cause. An example of a syndrome is carpal tunnel syndrome, which causes pain, burning, and numbness in the hand. Each of the units in Unit 2 will describe the sequence that health professionals go through to become educated, trained, and eligible to practice. Health professional education is the formal program, which usually includes lectures and other learning activities, including simulation and patient contact. Depending on the health profession, it may be on-the-job training, a certificate, an associate, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree. Health professionals training is typically supervised clinical practice with an increasing level of responsibility with time. Certification has several meanings. One definition is a short education or training program, usually lasting 1 year or less. For example, a medical assistant certificate program. Certification by a national health profession organization usually requires completion of an accredited program and an exam. An example is a radiologic technologist. Physicians are considered board certified in a specialty or subspecialty by completion of an approved residency or fellowship program and a board exam. Another meaning of certification is that which is used by states. States have a variety of mechanisms for regulating clinical practice, of which certification is one. The education for a physician typically includes 4 years of college and 4 years of medical school. The medical school can be either allopathic, which an MD, or osteopathic, a DO. After medical school, physicians usually receive 3 to 5 years of training in a specialty. Fellowship training is an additional 1 to 3 years to gain expertise in a subspecialty. Physician specialty certification requires successful completion of an approved residency or fellowship program, a valid license to practice medicine, and completion of a written and or practical exam, which varies by specialty and subspecialty. Maintenance of certification is now required in many specialties, which often include specific continuing medical education requirements, quality improvement activities, patient surveys, and periodic specialty exams. Licensure is regulated by the state. Requires successful completion of the USMLE exams, although exam requirements vary from state to state. The United States Medical Licensing Examination is a nationally administered exam with 3 levels or steps. Step 1 tests the application of basic science to clinical practice and is typically required at the end of the first 2 years of medical school. Step 2 is divided into 2 parts, a a written test of clinical knowledge, and a test of clinical skills using actors portraying patients, and is usually required for graduation from medical school. Step 3 tests applied clinical knowledge, and usually is taken at after the first year of residency. Some states allow reciprocity, which is if you have a valid license in one state, there are minimal additional requirements to apply for a license in another state. Primary care includes specialties that provide routine care that is continuous. It includes acute care, health maintenance, and management of chronic diseases not requiring a specialist. The primary care physician also serves as the gatekeeper and coordinator of care if needed by a subspecialist. Family medicine cares for the entire family, including infants, children, and adults. Some family medicine physicians also provide obstetrical care. Internal medicine provides care to adolescents and adults. Pediatrics provides care to infants, children, and adolescents. Obstetrics gynecology provides services to women, including childbirth. It is variably described as a primary or specialty care. However, many women do obtain primary care services from their obstetrician gynecologists. If a patient does not have primary care physician, they may seek care in the emergency room or from a specialist that they see on a frequent basis. This issue is being complicated by the decreasing number of primary care physicians. Subspecialties tend to focus on a specific organ system, population, or disease cause. Although this is a list for internal medicine, there are similar subspecialties in pediatrics. Cardiovascular disease, heart and blood vessels, endocrinology, diabetes, and metabolism, organs that secrete hormones which often control biological functions or other organs. Gastroenterology, diseases of the esophagus, stomach, and intestines. Geriatric medicine, care of patients who are 65 years or older. Hematology and oncology, diseases of the blood like anemia and cancer. Infectious diseases, diseases caused by viruses, bacteria, or other microorganisms. Nephrology, diseases of the kidney and urinary tract. Pulmonary disease and critical care medicine, diseases of the lungs and or patients in the critical care units. Rheumatology, diseases of the joints like arthritis. The general surgeon treats common surgical problems in a variety of anatomic locations. Many surgical subspecialists must first complete a residency in general surgery. Cardiovascular surgery is performed on the heart and blood vessels. Colon and rectal surgeons work with the surgical problems in the lower intestinal tract. Neurosurgery deals with surgical problems of the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Orthopedic surgeons treat sports injuries and diseases of the bones and joints. Otolaryngology is surgery on the ear, nose, and throat. Pediatric surgery is surgery on infants, children, and adolescents. Plastic surgery includes cosmetic and reconstructive surgery. And urology is surgery on the kidneys and urinary tract. Radiology is the use of imaging techniques for diagnosis, to guide procedures and biopsies, and the use of radiation to treat diseases. A diagnostic radiologist is the most general radiologist and interprets regular x-rays, CT and MRI scans, and performs some diagnostic procedures. Neuroradiology specializes in the brain and spinal cord. Interventional radiologists perform procedures including inserting catheters into blood vessels to use dyes to characterize the anatomy of blood vessels and the organs that they supply. They also use a variety of imaging modalities to guide the insertion of biopsy needles to collect tissues for diagnosis. Pediatric radiologists interpret images and perform invasive procedures on infants, children, and adolescents. Radiation oncologists use various types of radiation to treat diseases, especially cancer. A nuclear radiologist uses imaging techniques that measure uptake of radioactively labeled substances typically injected into a vein. The general pathologist conducts autopsies and uses a microscope to examine slides of tissues to look for abnormalities. Blood banking transfusion medicine is a branch of pathology that supervises the collection of blood donation, identifies the complex number of blood types for compatibility between the donor and the potential recipient of the transfusion. A cytopathologist examines slides to look at abnormalities in cells. This includes surgical samples to make the diagnosis of cancer. Forensic pathologists or medical examiners look for causes of diseases in patients that die suddenly or violently. Laboratory medicine is the science of operating a medical laboratory, which includes chemistry, hematology, and microbiology. Pediatric pathologists specialize in the pathology of infants, children, and adolescents. there are a growing number of non-clinical roles that physicians assume. This can be full-time or along with clinical duties. The following is just a few examples. Many physicians are involved in administration of hospitals, medical schools, clinics, and private practices. Teaching can also be a full-time or part-time role. The clinician-teacher role is one that is being more widely recognized and rewarded. Research either in the laboratory or in clinical settings is another frequent role of physicians. Public health, including environmental health, epidemiology, health promotion, and disease prevention is another option for physicians. With the growth of clinical information systems, there will be a growing need for physicians in health and biomedical informatics. With a large number of medical journals and medical books, physicians can assume the roles of authors and editors. In summary, this unit provides descriptions of terminology used in healthcare and the education of health professionals, describes the educational, training, certification, and licensure of physicians, provides an overview of primary care physicians and common specialties and subspecialties, outlines some of the non-clinical roles physicians may assume either full or part-time.